Hi there. Welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
The Lord spoke to us. He gave us a text for there. It is in Genesis chapter 26. That is the text of the year. So we will try to make sure that everyone who stands here will tackle about it. We might not do the same, but the Lord spoke to us so vividly that there is enough space for us in the year 2020. And that year, that room or that enough space is not just empty, it's a room for fruitfulness. It's just a prophetic moment right now. Don't worry. Don't look at the other side or the other side. It's a prophetic moment right now. So God is speaking to us that there is abundant well in you. There is abundant well in me. And that abundant well cannot be restored unless the owner of the well understands it. If you recognize that there is something you have abandoned, now is the hour to go back to it. Hallelujah. So we'll be using this character, Isaac. Isaac is his father, all of you, some of you don't know, but the father of Isaac is Abraham. And Abraham was an intercessor. Abraham was the father of the believers. Abraham suffered so many things. But at the end of the day, he managed to have an heir. After waiting for so long, there's someone in this room. There's someone in this room. The Lord is like, you are revived already. And you know what to do at the moment. I just see someone being stirred up. There's someone who is going to do mighty stuff you have never done before. The things you're going to do, you have never done them before. The wells you are about to redig, you have never redug them before. Hallelujah. So it's a moment of unblocking the wells. It's a moment of unclogging the wells. But before you unblock the wells, what happened to the well? And what is going on right now in your well? There is a well the Lord is pressing on. The Holy Spirit is pressing on for the well inside of you. And here, inside of us, there are different wells. But Isaac managed to recognize that there is a well, that an abandoned well, whereby his father, after the death of his father, he rose. There's something that has to die for you to rise and go and redig the well. There is something that has to die in Shiloh for us to redig the well. There is something, a spirit of prayerlessness must die and the well must be redug. A spirit of... You know what happened when the Spirit of God was teaching me about this scripture? I cannot finish it. I can't go into any other scripture. But this is what the Lord was speaking to me. So Abraham dug the wells. And then the Philistines came to disorganize the well. Do you get? And then God orchestrated Isaac to be the one to redig the well. I don't know about your well, but I know my well. I don't know what type of the door you're about to close. The door of your fast must be closed properly. So, I will be just bringing a verse as I give you testimonies of what the Lord has been digging in me. The Lord God spoke to some prophets in this house. And the Lord spoke to me that there has been something that has been destroying the authority of the voice of a prophet. But today, behold, the power of the Most High God is destroying the wickedness, the evil spirit that has been against the voice of a prophet. I have seen it twice. And it's still scary. It is so scary in me. Because I continue to see the picture. God spoke to me about this church. And he spoke to me about what happened and what has been happening. And there has been an evil spirit between the pastors and the flock. That's why when you call someone, can we meet? They have no time. Do not think they are the ones. They are not. But it is what happened in the days of Abraham after him digging every well, and then the Philistines brought the earth. God is on your case. So what God is speaking to us, Abraham dug the wells, and then the Philistines were more than ready. The Lord is redigging his well in you, and he's been pressing on and on and on. And to some of us today, we go back when our wells have no longer dirt or earthy. The power that was in Isaac is the same power that is inside of you, young lady, man of God. The power that ushered Isaac to redig, there was a five wells. If you can remember in the New Testament, Jesus himself pressed on for the five men that were disorganizing the Samaritan woman. You know why I'm speaking in Uganda? I'm speaking in Uganda because I've been preaching in Uganda. I went and I preached in Uganda. So if I preach in Uganda, don't worry. If you are a neighbor to someone who doesn't understand Uganda, just get it. So, in the New Testament, we have a Samaritan woman being destroyed. The name of her well was salvation. But at the same time, in the Old Testament, the well of Isaac and Abraham was the old well. Meaning what? The generation, the last generation, left the abandoned wells. Could it be that your pastor, your ex-pastor, abandoned a certain well, and now you want to go when you don't know if you are going even to redig? And even when you don't know what happened to that well, could it be that your husband abandoned a certain well, and now you are struggling? Could it be yourself that there is another? There is a well, abandoned well. And as I speak to some of you, your well is a place of prayer. And to some of you, a well to you is a place of winning souls. And to some of us, there's someone, wherever you come to this church, you feel like, oh, if I just step on that altar, but even go beyond. This altar belongs to Jesus. So prepare yourself, I guess. That's good for everything. So the well that is inside of you, I am here to encourage someone that ever since 2020 started, the Holy Spirit has been pressing on. It's been pressing on into your spirit, man, that you may found the grace to see where you abandoned that well. A well to preach the gospel. A well to worship. A well to love. Some of us, the well of love, you have abandoned it. Whoever who comes your way, you don't want to see them, their face. But that does not mean it's you. It's not you. But the enemy, the Philistines, they brought the dirt when you were sleeping. They brought the dirt when you did not go to church. When you don't go to church, when you do not turn up, remember the Philistines. They are planning some stuff. But what happens is this. The first well, we are in Genesis 26, sorry. I thought I have told you the scripture. Genesis 26, something spectacular happened. I don't know what happened to this man, Isaac. But you need to understand that whatever Isaac, the father suffered, Isaac suffered. And as I speak right now, someone, you, there is a demarcation between you and whatever your mama suffered. As we preach right now, there is a demarcation between you and your past. There is a demarcation because your past has been a dart to your well. Your past. The way you talk. The way you see things. The way you walk. You enter into a room, someone wants to run away. That's not who you are. Those are the dart from the Philistines. You sit where everyone is laughing, is smiling, and for you, you are so lonely. I have this great assurance that Jesus still loves his people. And he's here for you, he's here for me. Hallelujah. In Genesis, let's start from verses 18. There was so much, if you start with verses 14, you will find envy. You will find jealousy. And that those are the things that are killing our wills. And I do believe that I agree with Pastor Reverend Guma, how he brought everything that is against our Christ in us. So this morning, this afternoon, whatever, listen to me very well, whatever you decide to do, and you do it in holiness, it has no option only to come to you. Whatever you want, because, listen, the Philistines wanted the wells of Abraham to be abandoned. But the purpose of God was Isaac to rise as an heir to go and redig the wells. Now, whatever your purpose to abandon this afternoon, that the thing that has been against your will, it won't happen again. You know, I always say that Pastor Ranga is not a pastor, but he's a prophet. And in his shadow, we'll continue to lay hands on people until they get to know who they are. And we are not ashamed of whoever whom the Lord shows us, and for them, they don't take the message. But I do believe this. What happened when I started working, Pastor Ranga, I remember I whispered when we were seated there, and I said, and he whispered back, "Is that what the Lord wants? Did I have any solution? Did I have any answer for him? I was dying for everything that was around me. By the time I reached home, Reverend Guma was saying, 'But we don't see you. You're not in the church. You're all over the place.' You know, when those voices start coming, they are not the ones. When people start saying some things and they are not your enemies. Listen, I used to go for 3 days, 3 nights. I multiplied. Don't say amen because you don't. I multiplied nights. The one who used to sleep here every weekend, because you know, I had no time. As I speak right now, the door to someone that has been closed already completely, even if you try to knock, they're not opening for you because of the will of God in you. There was a time Ketra calls. I last talked to Ketra when she was in labor ward, and I prayed for her when I was at work. But after putting down the phone, I asked myself, is this Joyce or somebody's? But in the morning, I thought, I'll go to Ketra. I did go. Was it Ketra alone? Says Joshua. Azimi says Joshua alone. Jackie. To some of us, it is okay for you to work day and night because you have decided to abandon those wells for years and years. Even when they talk about those wells for you, you're like, hurry up and I go for my stuff. You're wasting my time now. It was one night in Kampala. It was one night in Kampala. I was praying for one of our children. And I was in tears and I was in tears. And then the Spirit of God said, it is not all about Joshua. It's all about you. And I said, what do you mean? These things happened a long time ago, even before I started work. They can't. How? The pastors are paid in this country. The pastors who are working in this country, they are not serving. They attend like the flock comes and attends. The wedding day, I was not there. Every single thing, I was seeing everything that was going on in church here. Those who are naked, those who have lost their shoes, those who have lost their heart, everything was going on. Those who are who wants to come to church, they cannot come because I have become the roadblock. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot become a roadblock anymore because my God reigns, and if he cannot provide for me, then he will never provide for anybody. And the question was like this. The Holy Spirit spoke to me so vividly that I stood with you when you had nothing, your husband had nothing. But I could bring a kilo of sugar and I would supply it to my neighbors. Whoever comes, I give them 2 spoons of sugar. Listen, the money I worked, I cannot even show anything. But God knows, I didn't even buy the dress there because I wanted to buy a dress. I was suffering for my sisters who are sick. There's one now who is in that's stage 4 cancer. They have just said go. And I thought I would do something. My big sister who has arthritis, and she always called, can you send something? I cannot ask anybody. I don't know how to ask money. I don't know. But when I was in Kampala, the Lord spoke to me. I have fed you when you didn't know it was me feeding you. And he showed me some people in this church that they are suffering because they don't give. I'm not saying it to bring your money, but I am saying the word of God here. Some of you are suffering. Even the devil has planned the sickness to attack your knees. Someone, you have a knee. Pain in your knee. Let God be God in your body. I talked to Pastor and I said, what is going on? What do you think? Should I at least maybe I go back and work 3 days? Ladies and gentlemen, asking for transport is just nasty. But if you are to ask me ever since I stepped in this country, everybody will bring a car for me. Who doesn't bring a car will give me money and I will go and pray for the families. I finished almost 2 years without praying for people. I reached a stage where I said, I don't want to go to church. Because I hate to say something and I'm not doing it. But there was a time Pastor Ruben told me, can you really pray? I pray for what? How? Starting from where? So today, before I go any further to prophesy to anybody, the Lord has saved me from that job. And the day I stepped in London, manager started calling me, hey, I said, guys, leave me alone. I'm saying, leave me alone. I'm waiting for Pastor Ben to say, maybe go for 3 days. So the last word I asked for Pastor Ben, what do you think? He said, resign. There is a Philistine who is against your life. There are some beautiful, precious vessels who helped me to go and start work. Serious money. The very first serious money I touched in my hands. Serious money for you to be like Athena. Listen to me very well. Where the church is going, it is not the money taking us there. If I am to say something this right now, I did not even put any single man on this building, but he's still standing. So what am I losing? But to my shame and shame, I don't know, shame upon shame. When I was in Kampala, I want to appreciate every man and every woman in this room who supported our daughter's wedding. I want to appreciate Pastor Ruben. Can all of us stand and appreciate Pastor Ruben for me? Just for me and Sarah. You may take your seat. If Pastor Ruben didn't stand, the wedding was failing. When the children saw me, it's like they have seen dollars and pounds. And I said, God, I am not asking anybody, not even a single. But the Lord spoke to those whom he wanted to speak to. And they sent that money. May God bless you so much. Now, God was showing me so many things. When I was there, there are some young men I prayed for in 2008 in Liberty. Then God put us together in Kampala. They were on holiday. They gave me dollars. And for me, I was rejoicing. Ah, I've got money now. I can go home with money. God said, no, it's not. I went to village, to our church in Rukunjiri. And I looked at the people in church. And then the Lord took me back to the quarter, half kilo, 1 kilogram of sugar, of everything. And then the Lord spoke to me. You can make these people rich. I said, how? How? And the Lord spoke to me, go get the dollars now. And every money my son Ivan gave me. I stood like a nonsense person. Like standing before you and ask, who wants a capital? Capital for what? But because the Lord has already captured me. Ladies and gentlemen, 18 people in our church, Kunjiri Chizoba, they now have capital. Those who have been jobless. But if I'm to tell you the money, you will wonder how. But those ones, I will ask you money for them. Because you are going to see what they're doing. You know, God took me to Rukunjiri just to show me that I am a rich person. I saw a young couple, the pastors. They walk a distance. You can, even up to today, they have a little baby. They walk in the night. You know, of course, there is no electricity. I was about to say there is no electricity. They walked in the night, 10 o'clock. I went and I ran to them. I said, "Wait, you guys, where do you sleep?" I said, "We are still going." They showed me the hills, and after the hill, and then another hill. And I said, "Ooh." I came back ready to serve God and to make people rich. The church I come from in Kawawa, I used to give to make them line up. Every Tuesday, every single money Pastor Benny will send. I'll tell them, line up, guys. Line up. People ate well. Their rent was paid because I said yes to the riches of God. Wherever you touch your tenor, you are just making someone rich, but first you are the one to be rich. So, standing before you, honoring the anointing of God upon my life, the anointing that cannot allow me to be poor and has never done it before. The anointing I abandoned, I've gone far, now I'm there. And not only that, it affects someone else. Remember, I used to tell you that I am scared of sleeping here alone. God has brought someone, and this one, my inja, he's not scared of any darkness. And I did not tell this person to come. This person packed everything and said, "Friday, Saturday, church. Sleeping." Yeah. I said, "Come, we sleep here, not there." Sleeping here is something else. But that's where the source of anointing comes from. And if even your bed is not enough, you pull duvet from north, from south, it's not enough and it's not even warm enough. Come and sleep here, you will feel it. I just went to that testimony to show you that I abandoned the well of prayer. And if you can stop joyous to pray, you have killed joyous. So, the God who touched that person whom I cannot mention the name is touching one by one to go back to the abandoned well. Friends, we do not have enough time on earth. We do not. We don't know even the time. What is the time? Some of us, we are counting the time so that we may go to Okwaninga's and eat. Some of us, we just come from Uganda. We don't want even to see meat. But even if you take me there, I will eat. But listen to me very well. I took you to my well I abandoned. I am standing in my well to prophesy to whatever disorganized Shiloh, to whatever disorganized any minister, to whatever disorganizes Damba, to whatever disorganizes any married. Hey, Shia Namahura, it shall not stand in Jesus' name. Now listen, I will ask for the pastor team to allow me to preach next Sunday. I'm not preaching, yeah? Now let me show you something. When I pray, I see. When I pray, I talk. And when I talk sense. So what the devil has been looking for, that I should abandon that well, that I may talk nonsense. How about you? So something happened when I used to sleep here, but I'm back anyway. But in those days, I prayed in the morning. A certain pastor came running. I was alone in this room. He came running, was full of sweat. He said, "Are you okay?" He stood in the middle of that door. And I asked him, What do you want? Do you want Pastor Ruben? Said, no. Do you want to sit? Said, no. Now I am standing here where he stood to destroy the powers of darkness that disorganizes every man in this room. Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. No weapon formed against Shiloh shall prosper. But you smoke, that's not you. You smoke weeds, that's not who you are. But the well of God inside of you was abandoned long time ago. But at the same time, the power that was with Isaac is the same power that is seated inside of you. And the same power, this, the name of that power is unstoppable faith. And every man and every woman in Shiloh, we are all men and women of faith. The abandoned well, it is the old well. It is not a new well. It is the well that needed a man full of faith, a man full of perseverance. The guy persisted. The very first well, they quarreled. They summoned this room. They quarreled when you are getting, when you got a man. They quarreled when you are in the marriage. They quarreled when you got your firstborn. There is a room for you to rest in 2020. There is a room for fruitfulness. Everything you touch, people quarrel. Everything. Everything you do, people envy you. They are jealous of you. Jesus of Nazareth, I thank you for redigging the well needs your wisdom. I pray for the wisdom of Jesus to take over, that we may see what we are redigging, that we may understand. There is a well you have abandoned. The well of love has been so abandoned in the church. What brings these people in this house? All ministers, you should know. They are looking for love. And all ministers, you are looking for love from us. And now you need to understand, we are looking love from you. These things we have disorganized the church so bad. In a way that pastors, they don't feel bad, they don't feel angry, they do. Friends, we are missing something. We stand on the altar and we become like we are created in the metals. We are human beings. 2020, you know Pastor Joy, where does she live? I know where you live. We have started a journey. Pastors have started a journey. Pastor Rang was in Uganda. Now he's here. The journey, we are one by one. There are some who say, I don't think he will come. And you know, he works day and night. Because by the time you sit with her, she'll be sleeping, dozing. I have done it before, I know it. I don't need to prophesy about that. Sitting before someone I've gone to pray for, and you start yawning. And you say, and you think God is been happy for me to continue like that. God cannot lose me. God cannot lose you. He will make sure that you come back to him. Time is gone. But we finish with this guy. This woman. Her dad. We have seen the dad of Isaac. But the dirt of a Samaritan woman, five men blocked her well. I don't know what has blocked your well. And I don't know the name of your well. But one thing I'm asking of you, ask the Holy Spirit, who am I? Okay. And again, there are three things. Another one. What am I supposed to do? Yeah. So, we are encouraging us all of us that we cannot remain the same in 2020. We've seen in the morning, we saw a scripture. I have read that scripture, but I did not accept, like, getting the understanding of it so very well, like this morning. The children of Israel, they asked the prophet to pray for them to get the king they want. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Go and read it, the whole of it. And they got their own king. After getting their own king, they started becoming wrong. Things started happening not well. What happened was, if you have your own king, if you can go to verses 22, 23. From 20 to 23, we'll find that. But there is this verse, I think 23, where... Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Now, I asked myself, I paused, how many times do I repent of other sins and I am not repenting the sin of not praying? So not praying in this verse, it is a sin. I am encouraging someone, when there is something going on in the church and you are not doing something, you are not at work, please come and we join the anointing together. We'll continue to talk and talk until you come. Because you cannot keep on abandoning that well. Friends, the Samaritan woman, her well was salvation. John 4, verses 14, and I'll be done. God has been blessing on. Listen to me very well. This woman, she kept on coming on this well of Jacob. You have been coming on in this house, but you have 5 problems. And those problems are the ones that have caused you to abandon your will. There is something about you. Why you always come to Shiloh? There is something about you. Why you have to come? Why do you come? Have you ever asked yourself, why do I have to come to Shiloh? That's why we should not release this girl. We don't know. For her, she had whatever she had. But we need to hear as well. Because if we hear very well, she will go to other places and she'll be a good girl. And yeah, she's been a good girl as well. But there is a reason why she had to come here. Do you get what I'm bringing to us? Do not judge anybody. Do not judge her. Do not judge any church. Anyway, she's in the sitting room anyway. What God is speaking to us, what did you abandon? And for how long will you give excuses? There are some excuses, you know very well, that they are dirt. Itaka. So, Jesus pressed on, and even this morning, this afternoon, he's still pressing on that you may reach to the level of understanding of who you are and whose you are and whom are you serving. We have served money, ladies and gentlemen, and this man is not even buying our houses. Ish. We have been serving money. We cannot even buy the beautiful cars we want. Some of us, we are renting cars and they are old. Because you cannot afford to get the money for the new one. Why can't we sit and think properly? Church, we have preached the gospel, we have brought the scriptures. But this time around, someone has to sit in a corner and ask yourself, what happened to me? This time round, we have to sit and rethink. Isaac did not just jump over the one day and start redigging. He went to the place Gerar, where his father dug the what? The wells. Some of you get £2,000 per month, and you cannot. By the time of the taxes, now I know everything. By the time they got the taxes, you cannot even get the time for tithe. Friends, I am praying for us that we should go back and think, what kind of a well are you? Who is attending to your well? Who is feeding your well? And what are you about to unblock? Go and unclog. You understand, friends? There's something about... I can't go any further. Our children, we have abandoned our children. One of our children gave me counsel. He said, okay, you've stopped that. Hopefully, we will see you. And I'm like, huh? Do you get that? I am speaking this as an apostle, so I'm not speaking as a pastor. Pastor will just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna. But I know you, Pastor. How many times do we sit with our children and then we got to pray? Praying for what you know you have not given them time. Give them time. There are some things we're not supposed even to pray for. Yeah. Mama is talking and is about to finish. Go back and ask yourself, what do you do in salvation? What are you doing? We have abandoned the well of soul winning. We were doing a review, Pastor Ben and I, and we found like we have never even tackled that one. We don't know even where to start from. Anything to do with abandon the well. We have prophesied, we have taught the word, things are not changing. But this time around, let us sit as brothers and sisters and let's talk. As if you're going to give me another more 10 minutes, but I cannot. Do you know what? You know, you see this, our daughter there, Jane. That woman you see there, she's a huge weapon of God. As she sits, that one cannot happen anymore. This 2020, we're going to sit one by one. And all of you, we know your address. Only that will come when you are on a shift. But let us just sit down and think what to do. What did we abandon? Praise Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.